do you find, I mean, it sounds like you have a lot of impression of Austria at a certain point in time when you were living there, when you left. When was the last time you were back? It was
2002 for my father, my brother's funeral.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And how, I mean, obviously that's returning under a certain set of circumstances, but do you find it's changed a lot? How has it changed?
I was only there for a short time period, and I found because of the funeral, it was sort of, you sort of got close to a lot of people because people talked. And I didn't really get that much of an impression of what things are like now. You know, I really don't know that much of what things are like because it's been such a long time ago.
So do you still feel connected to Austria? Do you still feel Austrian or do you feel Canadian or?
Neither. I just feel like a person. I don't. There's some things about the culture that I really miss, you know, like some of the music. And I really miss the country and some aspects of the lifestyle as well, you know, the sort of, but then that was being younger as well. You know, it seemed easier to do nothing and just hang out.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I've just realized the time that I'm going
to
make.
Oh, you've got to go to work?
And you haven't been back in quite a few years. Do you think you're going to go back? What would bring you back?
Probably somebody else dying. But no, I'd like to go back. I had a problem. I let my passport expire. And then because my passport expired, I couldn't get a Canadian permanent residency card,
mm-hmm.
which I also never applied for. And I couldn't get a new passport from Austria without the residency card, and I can't get a residency card with an expired passport. So I was for now 3 or 4 years in a catch 22 situation where I couldn't leave the country for fear of not getting in again.
And that must be tough to have been here so long and sort of not be Canadian and not be Austrian.
Yeah, well, I guess it's my own fault. I should have done like everybody else after 2 years, applied for, or 3 years, whatever it is, for citizenship. And but I was busy at the time and it didn't really matter. And it seems to matter way more, I guess. Things changed after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
It got more difficult to deal with authorities in a way, and so it was harder to do those things.
Mm-hmm. So you've been here how long now?
Since 77. And I never applied for citizenship. At first it was kind of, I thought, well, maybe I'll go back and live there. And maybe my kids might want to come and live here and work here. And also with the European Union, I thought, well, then they can work anywhere. But they also changed the rules on that, so you couldn't get dual citizenship anymore, so I just let it slide,
mm-hmm.
and neither here nor there.
Do you wish you'd done it?
Only for the sake of voting, because it never seemed important, but it somehow seems more important now to vote against the people that you don't want. If that makes any sense. Because, you know, I still don't really feel very strongly about anyone, but I feel strongly about some of the changes that have happened over time that I really don't agree with. And I sort of feel, well, if you don't say anything or do anything against it, then it seems like it's right. And I think too many people just don't pay attention to some of the things that are going on. But I guess there's the same things going on there as well, you know. It's just become a different society worldwide, so.
Did you, do you sometimes maybe regret, or like you just don't care that with your kids, what I experienced a little bit with Nikki, for example, speaking a little bit of German and
badly,
I do regret that, and not even just the language, but more so that I didn't do a better job at connecting them to the culture there. But it didn't seem important to me at the time, or also get them connected to the people, but it's just the way it worked out. That was my intention, but the way it worked out, I didn't go back as much as I thought I would when I came here.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, at the time it seemed so easy to just go here and there, and then it changed, and then in part that's personal circumstances, but you know, I thought, well, you just buy a ticket and you go back. And it doesn't always work that way.
Can you ask you, Nikki, do you sometimes maybe wish to get a little bit more of your mom's background, or you just...
Well, certainly it'd be nice to have a second language, and it'd be nice to speak German properly. And certainly the times I have been back, and you know, especially when I went back as an adult, it was a bit of a regret not being able to speak to people as much as I would have liked, sort of, because of course these are family I've grown up with in some ways. We were always back there when we were kids, every year or every few years, but compared to my family here, I never got to know them as intimately.
Yeah,
and I think Martin's experience was a bit different because he's picked up a lot more German than I have, and
he also has been
back more
frequently lately.
Yeah.
So he's made a connection.
Yeah,
but I think Gerda came here,
your cousin, right.
and I think even though you hadn't seen her for a long time, I did feel like there was a connection there between you and her.
Yeah, but Gerda speaks English.
but you know, as kids, you were really
absolutely
close, and I think that connection was still there.
Oh, absolutely.
And
we could communicate with each other. I mean, I spoke a little bit of German, she spoke a little bit of English, and you play together, and when you're kids, you work around that, sort of. So I think it is true that you always have a sort of bond with the people you grow up with. Despite that, I mean, yeah, I think the language is the one place where I really regret not having the connection.
Except the barrier.
The language barrier, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of culture, you can go as a visitor and pick the culture up whenever. And I feel like I have some appreciation and some knowledge of it. But in terms of language, I think that's much harder as an adult.
Mm.
And how do you feel about that now that you have grandchildren?
I kind of regret it, but it's just the way life went, right?
Mm.
And if I were in a German-speaking environment where there's other people that you can talk German to, then it would have been different. But it always seemed a little artificial, you know, to speak to you in a different language. But yeah, I do regret that.
But do you think, like, I always see you with Emmett, with my nephew, and you're always speaking German with him?
Well, it's I have a different stage in my life where I have the time to do that, right? And I did do that with you and Martin as well. You just can't remember. Yeah, when you were little, right?
Mm.
But then I was busier and I just didn't have the time as well because I was studying and working and so when you're communicating with your kids, you do it in the language that comes easy.